Welcome to Creative Connections, the medical analogy podcast. In each episode, we dive into a new condition, unraveling its complexities through exciting and relatable stories. The series is brought to life by award-winning voice actor Ben Haug. And if you want more, I invite you to visit rickycomerford.com/store, where you can purchase the textbook. Available in paperback and ebook formats. Enjoy the episode and happy learning.
Gigantism. Consider the human body as a meticulously designed city, with each building, pathway, and service constructed for balance and harmony. The pituitary gland, situated at the city's control center, functions as the city planning department. It issues growth hormones to regulate the development and upkeep of buildings and infrastructures throughout the city. But in the case of gigantism, an administrative error occurs within the planning department, leading to the issuance of an excessive number of growth permits, or in medical terms, an overproduction of growth hormones. It is as if an overly ambitious architect has seized control of the planning department, intent on transforming every structure into a skyscraper. These permits are dispatched citywide, igniting a construction boom. Consequently, buildings, representing bones, grow taller. Roads, symbolizing muscles and tissues, widen, and even utility services, representing organs, scale up to accommodate the burgeoning infrastructure. The entire cityscape alters, now dominated by towering structures, broad avenues, and large installations. However, challenges are inevitable, like any city experiencing rapid, unchecked growth. The skyscrapers may face stability issues. The expanded roads could strain the city's resources, and the enlarged utility services might struggle to function efficiently. Analogously, individuals with gigantism can encounter various health issues, including joint pain, cardiovascular problems, and an increased risk of other conditions due to excess growth hormones and insulin, like growth factor 1. Addressing gigantism, therefore, involves intervening in this overly enthusiastic city planning. Healthcare professionals strive to restore the planning department to its typical operations, curbing the unregulated issuance of growth permits. Medications like somatostatin analogs are similar to instructing the planning department to reduce the number of growth permits. In severe situations, surgery or radiation therapy on the pituitary gland can be compared to restructuring the planning department and removing the overzealous architect to prevent further uncontrolled growth. Regular checkups and adjustments to treatment plans can be seen as continuous city council meetings, monitoring the city's growth and ensuring everything is evolving harmoniously and sustainably. By understanding gigantism through this lens, healthcare professionals can more effectively navigate the intricacies of this condition, providing treatments designed to maintain balance and proportion in the body's growth, enhancing the patient's overall quality of life.